Edward Shames, a true American hero, was 99. The Kremlin says President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will speak in a video call Tuesday. Tensions between Washington and Moscow have escalated over Russian troop buildup with Ukraine. CNN has fired anchor Chris Cuomo after details emerged about how he assisted his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, as a politician faced sexual harassment allegations earlier this year. This is SRN News.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Non-licensed in all states, including New York. Offer based on loans over $250,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
With the holidays right around the corner, would a little extra cash come in handy? Instead of loading up those high-interest credit cards, get the cash you need the smart way. With home values at all-time highs and interest rates still low, Cash Call Mortgage can help you get the cash you need from your home's equity and get a low interest rate at the same time. How does a cash-out refinance mortgage and a rate and APR in the twos sound? We'll even cover the title, escrow, and appraisal fees. Need extra holiday cash? Want to pay off high-interest debt? Or just put money away for a rainy day? Then a cash-out refi from Cash Call Mortgage is the perfect solution. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today. Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
Can we stop for just a moment? At Guardian Credit Union, we know life happens. It can be difficult, exhausting, and sometimes scary. We want you to know that we're here for you. Our friendly team at Guardian truly cares and is ready to listen to your needs, and most importantly, are genuinely ready to help. Connect with us at myguardiancu.com or call us at 334-244-9999. Federally insured by NCUA.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Kelly, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Keeley with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had an incredibly long string of dry, tranquil, spring-like days. That's going to be ending soon, but not right away. For tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool, overnight low 53. Tomorrow, the final day in this incredible pattern, still warm and dry, mid-70s again. Chance of showers by late Sunday night, but a better chance of rain and maybe a few thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday. And that'll be the start of a wet week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Land Pride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program, 272-9228. I think is this James?
Oh, this is another week for my Dear Diary report.
Uh-oh.
Terry.
What's going on, James?
Okay.
What's happening?
Friday morning, I don't know, about 9:30. Okay, let me preface this a little bit. The stab or jab, whatever we prefer the so-called vaccine to be known as.
Yeah.
I just heard a local talk show host or radio commentator say something about brain fog being associated with this. Is that correct?
I'm familiar with brain fog. Yes, that's what I just read, yes.
Okay, so we are traveling east toward Prattville on Highway 14. Just outside of Autogaville, but within the city limits,
okay,
or town limits. And a caravan of cars is heading west. They're just passing us. And second in this line of four is what we'll call law enforcement.
Oh, I'm familiar with those.
Okay. So all of a sudden, during our conversation, which I should have been paying a little closer attention to what I was doing rather than conversing with Chess Champion.
Oh, sure.
But I get the siren and the blue lights.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, well, what is going on?
Oh, sure.
So I start easing over to the side of the road, and this law enforcement officer is trying to tell me that I'm in a 35-mile-an-hour zone.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, officer, there's no way it's 35 way out here.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, of Autogaville proper.
Right.
And this is what he tells me. And what I'm insinuating is that maybe this guy has taken this vaccination and has some brain fog. He says, well, I just came off of County Road 21, mm-hmm, and I'm still in Autogaville, and it was 35 miles an hour.
What?
And I said, officer, this is Highway 14, and I'm way out here. It's got to be 55.
He said that?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, my God.
So I got the feeling that the man didn't even know where he was.
Something's wrong with him.
So he was nice enough just to write me a warning.
Yeah.
And, of course, when I came back from Prattville, I noticed it's 55 on the way into town. And when I pass just where he pulled me over, you want to tell me what the speed limit was?
What?
55.
Imagine that. And he was going to write you for 55. He said it was a 35 zone.
Yeah. And he asked me, well, how fast do you think you were traveling? I said, well, officer, when I looked at my speedometer, I was making 60.
Yep.
He said, well, I have you at 62.
That's fair. Okay.
All right. Well, Terry, haven't we both heard? I mean, I'm guessing.
Ten over.
Well, I've always heard seven.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was within, of course, if I had been in a 35.
Right. Yeah, they'd have had you dead to rights, but you were in a 55.
Correct.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
God.
It was almost like Twilight Zone-esque.
Yeah. Yeah, it is Twilight Zone-ish.
Okay, so the last month, and I'm trying to shorten this down. I know you're coming up on a break. But I have had, and this is the second go-round with the same individual, trying to help her. Last time she was here for 8 days. And that, and we knew that was just temporary.
She's staying with you? Or is that
well, she was.
Okay.
And the reason I allowed her to come here was, here's the situation. She left where she was in Kentucky, was living with her half-brother.
Wow.
Couldn't get along with him for various reasons, and I'll just leave it at that. So she was staying with somebody else temporarily.
Yeah.
And this human being said to her, amongst other things, if you're going to stay here, and this is, again, according to Chess Champion.
Sure.
If you're going to stay here, you're going to have to take the stab.
Whoa.
So she told me that, and later she said, you know, I manipulated that situation a little bit.
No.
Because I knew you wasn't going to, you know, allow that to happen.
Sure.
So she came here, and the short version is, we can't get along.
Yeah, I get that. I can understand that.
And so I'm walking the streets of this little town like I do frequently, like 2 or 3 times a day, many days. And Methodist minister's in his yard, and I'm chatting with him. And I ask him about the Facebook thing and Meta. Start with, I'm not sure if he's sure whether, in other words, what his stance is. If people don't know, are they still liable, or in other words, are they still accountable for their behavior, even if they don't know, in other words, about the metaverse?
Right.
And then he comes clean and says, well, yeah, they are. And he quotes chapter and verse to me. And he also tells me a little something about some mark that was added to by someone that Mark didn't necessarily pin. Okay, and that's the part about drinking poison and still being safe if you had the Holy Spirit on you. And again, this is according to this Methodist minister. So I'm saying to him, I'm like, you know, he had issues with, and this is what he said to me. Is it a good idea? It's not a good idea for her to be there. And it's not a good idea for her not to have had to stab.
Oh, my.
That's what he said.
Of course.
And I said, well, I'm going to agree with the first one, but the second one I'm not, and that's because of the contents of the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't have anything. I mean, he wouldn't hear any of that.
Of course not.
And all he wanted to do after that, Terry, was ask me where I was going to be on Sunday morning.
Yep.
But he didn't know. He didn't want to know about the contents of the stab because I'm assuming that he has some brain fog, too. You understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, speaking of brain fog, did you happen to catch on Feinbaum the address at the LSU when they announced their new coach? Did you hear what the LSU president said?
I did not.
He's from Chicago. So he gets up there and he's talking about LSU, and he talks about what a great tradition they have, how many coaches they've had. And he said, we only had one coach, and this was like, I think he said 116 years ago, whatever it was, this coach left LSU to go to another program. That's the only coach that's ever left LSU to go to another program. Well, today I want to introduce you to the second one. Then he introduced the second coach to do that. Then he introduced the new coach who came from Notre Dame, and I'm thinking, what in the hell are you talking about? He came from Notre Dame to he isn't your coach yet. So I don't know if he misread what he wrote or if he's just that stupid. But that's what he said.
Not sure what happened there.
Strange. Yeah, I'm like, what are you? Well, it's weird. When I went to YouTube to rehear it, they had cut that part out.
Yeah. I guess he's been vaccinated, too.
Evidently. There's a lot of that going on because he didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
I see a lot of that on the tennis court. Those four people can't even keep up with what the daggum score is.
Oh, I know. I've been this way for a while. It's killing me. It's part of it, I guess.
Well, Terry, you know, those guys that at management, they won't. I mean, I can volunteer one guy. I can't volunteer Terry, but I think the Terry and James show, we can make it entertaining.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. You have a nice one.
Take care. See you. And I got to hit a break, y'all. I'm a little bit late for the break.
Tis the season to be sailing. And that's just what the whole crew from the Health and Wealth Show is going to do. On Saturday, December 18th, we'll all meet dockside at the Harriet 2. We'll start boarding at 2 and depart at 2:30. Elvis will be there. Santa Claus is going to be there. This Christmas extravaganza is coming down your chimney on Saturday, December 18th. So mark your calendars. And if you need more information, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Now, I know what you're thinking, and yes, this is my real hair. The other thing you're thinking is, how much does all this cost? Well, what do you think it'll cost? A boat ride on the Harriet 2? Santa Claus? Elvis? Food from Chappie's Deli? Well, here's my old buddy Broadway Joe to tell you how much it costs.
It's free!
So come see us Saturday, December 18th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right there on the Harriet 2, because 'tis the season to be sailing, sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Work is a part of all of us. It's a winning spirit, a passion to help others. We're turning the corner to make the impossible possible. Working drives us to push beyond what we thought was imaginable and allows us to come together again for the things that really matter. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor and the Alabama Career Center System is here to help you discover bigger opportunities than ever before.
The nature of work has changed, and we've all had to adapt, but we've remained resilient. Whether you're entering the workforce, planning to shift careers, or tapping into a new talent pool, our programs and resources help candidates and employers find the right fit for long-term success.
Work is a part of all of us. To turn the corner, visit your local career center or alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Funding provided by the USDOL, ETA, and Federal WIOA, an Equal Opportunity Employer Program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request. Brought to you by this station and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold the odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. The number here in the Bluedale Building in the Capital of Dreams is 272-9228. Right now we have some nut job from Pike County called Samuel, I think. Hello, Samuel.
Samuel.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
God bless you, man. I miss you. I haven't spoken to you in a while. What you were saying earlier, absolutely rung true.
What? If you have said opportunity, a whole lot. What are you talking about? You don't remember either, do you?
No. I'm restraining myself from saying anything inappropriate.
I appreciate it.
Positive
reinforcement.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Look, man, what? If you have opportunity to get on there and speak your mind, that's fantastic.
I can't speak my mind. You know?
No, I believe you. I believe you can do a lot better job than what you think you're doing. And the whole entertainment thing, people appreciate what you have to say. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, But you, if the opportunity is there, I believe it would afford you.
Ooh, nicely said.
Yeah. It hurt me to get that out.
I bet. Hurt me to hear it.
Anyways, oh man, Brother James, a minute ago. I hate when police have a bad day. Because, you know, I used to creep all around the state and whatnot. Especially when I was, back when I was mountain biking, and I'd cover all these miles, and every so often you'd run into somebody that just was going to have a bad day, and they'd want to take it out.
Take it out on you, baby.
Yeah, man.
I know. I've had those days, too.
Yes, sir. All of us have. Because this is Alabama. Any place you want to go, if I want to go to get groceries, you know, it's a 10-mile round trip. If I'm going to Montgomery, Dothan, Tuskegee to ride the trails, Oak Mountain, you know, the miles add up quick.
Uh-huh.
And
I lived in the middle of nowhere. I understand that.
If the sun
was down and you needed something like ketchup, you figure on a 20-mile drive to find it.
Absolutely.
I know.
There's a reason why Alabama State Troopers are having trouble getting, you know, time and again, they always cry about, we need our budget increased, and nobody wants to do it. listen, bro. Mr. Adams.
Don't call me that.
Enjoy your message. Any opportunity you have, I appreciate if you took it, but that's your call. And I just want to say, hey.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's good to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah, man. I've had a rough couple of weeks.
Really?
Every so often my system just goes off the rails. Can't keep any food or anything in me. I fasted and it's slowly getting back together.
That's good.
Ooh, a box of NASA diapers wouldn't have.
I'm sorry, box of what?
Man.
Okay, whatever.
I take bed sheets, beach towels, wrap around me. It's like Benning County. Garden hoses, you know, just wash me down.
You got any pressure? You need a pressure washer, don't you?
I call in your show to go off the rails.
Uh-huh. Well, I enjoyed it. You take care, sir.
Let me get off here, man.
All right, bye. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello there, brother from another.
Well, hey, Kenny.
How are you?
I'm here. How are you?
Yeah, more or less the same.
What's going on?
Someone hadn't talked to me in a long time.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere anymore.
Oh. Well, yeah, because we talked about before going down to Baumhauer's a couple of times, but... And I guess, you know, we hadn't seen you.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I'm here, I tune in. It's been real hectic here at the house lately.
Everything okay, health-wise? Everybody all right?
Oh, yeah. We've had some stuff. Somebody was talking earlier about, I guess, having somebody kind of stay with them.
Yes.
So, in this case... Patty's cousin came from California to stay with us for a while. And so eventually when her son, I think when he finishes his school in South Carolina in the Navy, she's going to head that way.
Gotcha.
You know? So we've been doing that. Work has been crazy, of course.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of noise from over there, a lot of flights.
Well, you know, it hasn't really been that much lately. I mean, even the 130s haven't been doing a whole lot.
Yeah.
It was the last month when some of the flights came back from overseas because I had to work 5 different planes.
Wow.
On 2 different days. I could do that 8 hours a day, 24, 7 days a week.
What exactly do you do, if you can say?
It's something I was never trained to do in the Air Force. It wasn't my AFSC.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, you've been to an airport and then you see when the guys load baggage and stuff like that.
Of course.
Well, the way they do it with cargo aircraft or even a commercial type aircraft, same thing, but Maxwell does not have cargo ramps, you know, the motorized
I know what you're
with the belt on it.
Right.
So I drive a specialized piece of equipment that can go up, I guess it goes up about 20 or 30 feet in the air.
Wow.
I think it goes up at least 20 some odd feet. Anyway.
That's cool.
So when we're doing like C-130s or C-5 or C-17, the loadmaster directs me to the plane, to the back of the plane, and then I just pull up and then they get me squared away because they want to line the rails of my machine with the rails on the plane.
Sure.
Then they can just roll the cargo off and I have toggle switches. And anyway, it's a rewarding thing. So we sent the guys out back summer where they go over to the Middle East. And then they came back almost a month ago.
Oh, wow.
So I had a 757. I had, no, 767 I had to download. So it's, it, to me, it's a challenge. It's something I don't get to do every day.
I get that.
But it's been really quiet. I mean, you know, a lot of times the 187s will come out and do some sorties over Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, I don't know if it's because of the holidays or whatever. It's just been relatively quiet aircraft-wise.
Good.
They opened up the brand-new tower.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they finally took down the old tower.
Cool.
So other than that, it's just been, you know, kind of business as usual.
Yeah.
And but you know, I'm getting to that point where it's like, you know, I've been here 20 years. If I could just, if I didn't have some of the bills I have now, I would seriously think about maybe it's time to just go and relax.
I get that. I understand that.
But anyway, other than that, health-wise, we're all okay.
Good.
I'm still waiting to go to New York to finally close or do the closing on my uncle's estate. Because it took, what, a year and a half for me to finally be authorized, well, court-appointed as the executor of the estate.
Wow.
And so I finally got that, you know, because I wasn't blood-related to him. So we got that taken care of, but I'm just waiting. I signed the paperwork to sell the house and just waiting for closing.
Gotcha.
But I've got to go up and get some stuff that didn't sell and pick up a lot of his records and try to find a record collector that could really appreciate the collection that he had.
Cool.
So, meantime, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man.
Yeah, how's my sister from another mister?
She's okay. She's been having some stomach aches issues lately, but she's okay.
Well, nothing serious, we hope.
I hope not.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I just wanted to say hi because I hadn't talked to you in like forever.
It's been a while. I hadn't seen each other in forever.
Did you notice, because I know you're up against a break, did you notice for a long time we weren't seeing any chemtrail activity, but this last week?
Heavy.
It got heavy.
Big time. Yeah, it did.
I mean, because I'm sitting there looking at contrails. When I go walk and I count the jets that I can see when their contrails are coming over.
Right.
I said, okay, that's normal. All of a sudden, you see all this act and these sharp left turns.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not commercial.
No. That these planes are making. And so I told the guy at work, because he didn't believe it either.
Yeah.
Then he finally walked out, and he goes, man, you were not lying.
Nope.
I said, told you. Yeah. He said, I can see the difference. Yep. Told you.
Yep.
I said, but there's still people denying it.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, they'll deny anything, so.
Exactly.
Hey, they denied Jesus. Why not?
Exactly right. That's the perfect example.
Yeah. All right, my brother, I know you got a break coming up.
I do. It's good to hear your voice, Kenny.
Just wanted to say hi, tell you how much I miss and love you guys.
Love you guys, too. Y'all take care of yourselves.
You do the same.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See you. Love that Kenny. What a guy. Good guy. Well, most of my listeners are good people. They're people that just want answers, and honestly, they deserve answers, and they're not getting them. And that ain't right. This is supposed to be of, by, and for the people. But it's not that way anymore, folks, in case you haven't noticed. Why in the world would our government list people who homeschool as potential domestic terrorists? Why? Why would they people who are not globalists as potential domestic terrorists? Why would they do that? You think about that. Think about it for 5 minutes, and then I'll come back, and we'll talk about it. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, News Talk 93.1, WACV, Blue Water Broadcasting. If any of the ads you hear on this program or any of the Blue Water programs, if these sponsors have a need or can fulfill a need that you have, please spend your money with them so they will continue to spend their money with us, and all of us can stay on the air. And that's the only push for money you're ever going to hear from me.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Hey folks, this is James Jones, owner and pharmacist of Jones Drugs in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. This is the time of year that we stop and reflect on the things that we're thankful for. There are many things that I'm thankful for. As a cancer survivor, I'm thankful for my life. I'm thankful for my family and my friends, my country, and I could go on and on. Among those things I'm thankful for is you, our Jones Drugs family. Because of you, we have grown and continue to do so. Since 1996, the Jones family has been proud to serve the area and has always taken pride in service to our customers. Being a true locally owned pharmacy, you all are our neighbors and friends. We truly care about you and your family. Come let us show you how we can be your health partner and not just a pill store. Jones Drugs, now with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, 2 locations in Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We look forward to serving you and hope you will take time to reflect on what you are thankful for as well.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had an incredibly long string of dry, tranquil, spring-like days. That's going to be ending soon, but not right away. For tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool, overnight low 53. Tomorrow, the final day in this incredible pattern, still warm and dry, mid-70s again. Chance of showers by late Sunday night, but a better chance of rain and maybe a few thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday. And that'll be the start of a wet week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. The number here is 272-9228. I reserved this last hour for calls. So usually I don't have any. So I've got other stuff I can read. There's a new video that's been released showing a protester running up the steps outside the Capitol back on January 6th, then being beaten by a group of Capitol police. after he was tackled to the ground and appears to have been subdued. Now, the thing is, beaten and crushed, and then they're told, they tell the family that she died of a drug overdose. Unbelievable. Clearing the air, who's this?
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Hey, Frank, great to hear your voice, buddy. How you doing?
Good. No, not bad. I'll just leave it at that. But
okay.
Hey, I haven't called for a while because I've been a little bit under the weather, but I've got
some
questions for you.
Okay.
Number one, why did God bring the flood?
To destroy the offspring of the fallen angels and human women called the Nephilim.
Why was Satan already in the garden?
That, I'm not really sure. I don't know.
Is the mind of the Nephilim causing all this pandemic mess and setting up the stage for the Antichrist?
Sure seems like it to me.
Yeah, doesn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Last question. Do you believe in the gap theory?
The gap theory. Remind me, what is that? That there wasn't, I'm trying to remember.
The gap theory, there was something happened between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2.
I don't know.
Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2.
I don't know. I'll tell you what I do believe. I do believe that the earth was here, and I believe God basically refurbed it and set it up better for us than what was going on before us. I think there was a pre-Adamic culture here. That's what I believe, but that's just me.
Okay. Remember when Postman said Satan rebelled because he had to bow between man?
That's right. Man was made of dirt. Satan was forged of fire, and he thought it was a big insult to have to bow down before a creature made of dirt. Yes,
right.
I do remember.
Now, I remember when Postman said that, I said, that's not in the Bible, but it's in the Quorum, okay?
Okay.
And it doesn't hurt to research other sources, so just for the sake of argument, this is the Quorum. And when we, and I'm assuming we is God, I don't know anything about the Quorum, but said to the angels, prostrate yourself before Adam. They fell prostrate, all save Iblis, which was Satan. He demurred through pride and became so, that's a disbeliever. That's Sirach 2:34.
Wow.
Okay, whatever that is.
So that's what happened to him. That's what happened.
Yeah.
How about that?
Now go to Genesis 1.
Okay.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void,
mm-hmm.
and darkness fell on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God is hovering over the face of the waters.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, go to Jeremiah 4:23. And by the way, like I said, I love what you said. People take Bible verses and try to fit it to the narrative.
Yes, they
okay?
do. It makes me mad.
They do. But this is something, just food for thought, because there's a lot of different verses that tie into this. But go to Jeremiah 4:23-28, okay?
Okay.
I looked over the earth, and behold, it was without form and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and behold, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro.
Wow.
And I looked, and behold, there was no man, and all the birds in the air had fled. And I looked, and behold, the fruitful land was a desert, and all the cities were laid in ruins before the God, before his fierce anger. And thus said the Lord, the whole land will be desolate, yet I will not make an end there. And the earth shall mourn, and the heavens shall be dark, for I have spoken, and I have purpose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have relented, nor will I turn back. When did this ever happen?
Wow. I don't know.
Okay? Now, if you go to Jeremiah, it's talking about Judah's desolation, but this is not about Judah's desolation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those who believe a young earth theory vehemently reject the idea that there's a gap between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. But I firmly believe, after some research, Terry, that God destroyed the city of the earth and made the land desolate before creation,
wow.
All right?
Okay, wow.
Light ceased to shine. The sun, the moon, the stars, were blocked by God, the mountains trembles and move, okay?
Huh.
Now,
okay.
The answer to all this is clear in Isaiah 14:14. Lucifer rebelled against God, drawing out one-third of the angels with him to rebel, and an angel of the Lord gently. The whole land will be desolate, yet I will not make a full end of it, okay?
Okay.
For this deer shall mourn, and the same, pretty much, you know, explaining what it said. That's in Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
When have the heavens ever been black since creation? They haven't. The only logical, reasonable, biblical answer can be found in Genesis 1:2. Satan was already present in the garden. Revelation 22 identifies the serpent as Satan, dragon. God did not create Satan. God created Lucifer, an upright archangel, but Lucifer chose to sin against God in rebellion. Again, in Isaiah 14, 14:10, Ezekiel 28:18-19. God did not create demons. We've talked about this, okay, mm-hmm. several times. God created angels, and then some rebelled, and their offspring turned into demons, okay?
Okay.
There is no mention of angels being cast to earth in the Old Testament, because they were already on the earth at the time of Genesis when God remodeled the earth, all right? Right.
They were put here as washers, right?
Yeah, but they were here before God created man on the earth.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes
sense.
And
I firmly believe, okay, carefully notice that Lucifer was dwelt upon the earth prior to the rebellion, Isaiah 14, 14. He said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be the most like, the most high.
Uh-huh,
Lucifer's
uh-huh.
sin was wanting to be equal to God.
There okay? you go. There you go.
But when yeah. he sinned, he wasn't punished by God. Okay? God gave him the warning, but he wasn't punished yet.
Wow.
We know that Lucifer wasn't banned from heaven because Satan appears before God
That's
in
right.
Job 1,
comes
6,
and
7.
Goes. Comes and goes. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
He comes and goes, exactly. Okay? But Satan will be cast in the lake of fire. We know all that, okay?
Right.
And burn and be tormented. But it's
Wow.
Ezekiel 28:13-19 teaches that Lucifer was stripped of his heavenly position, authority, and glory when he rebelled before God to seek equality. Earth became Satan's new home, okay? God destroyed the earth in his anger, and yes, God destroyed the earth in Genesis in Genesis 1:1. That's what happened. Angels were on the earth, I believe, before man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Got it.
And I think it's really, you know, the cities were inhabited by angels. Man had not been created yet.
Wow.
The dinosaurs roamed the earth. Explain why dinosaurs are nowhere in the Bible.
I don't know.
You know? I mean, they're all over the place. Okay?
Yeah.
And if you go on and you tie it all together, everything has been caused by angels.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Fallen.
The fallen
yep,
angels.
Yep.
Everything. All the man. The flood wasn't caused by man's sin. The flood was caused by fallen angels.
Well, let me ask you a question.
To change your
Frank.
DNA.
Frank, is there a difference in Lucifer and Satan? Are they the same? Are they two different or what?
No, Lucifer is a name. Okay. Lucifer is light bearing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And remember, in Enoch, there's five Satans. Okay.
Okay.
Remember, there's actually five Satans.
So Satan is like a descriptive term, and Lucifer is like a proper name.
Yes,
Got it. That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
But I just throw it out because you know, I've never really believed in the gap theory.
Yeah.
But when the more you study it, and the more and you tie all these little bits and pieces together.
There's lots of
them. You know, because the Bible law, and I don't know the exact, Bible also tells us that nothing is new under the sun.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, Deuteronomy.
Everything,
right.
You know, it's happened before.
Yep. You're right.
So I firmly believe, because go back and ask yourself, how did Satan get in the garden?
Wow. Good question.
You know?
Man. That's great.
They
were
here.
The angels were here.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. They were already here.
How about
that? Because you have to ask, why did they come down like they did? Why did the fallen angels come down? What was their purpose? I mean, why? I know.
They made it. Yeah, we know they made.
But why?
We know they made an agreement amongst themselves what they would do and came down and took for them earth women. I guess lust. Yeah. Somehow the sin of lust got in them, but I don't know how.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, they resented man so bad. They wanted to eliminate man.
There you go. Maybe that's the reason.
You know, it's just, when you tie it all together, it's always been fallen angels.
Yep.
And I believe Terry Furman, that's what's happening right now.
Oh, I do too. You know, we're told, Jesus said it will be like the days of Noah. And everybody, when they hear that, they think, well, that just means man will be sinning. Da, da, da. No. There's a whole lot more to it than that. Because we're told that the fallen angels are the offspring of the fallen angels. They started playing around manipulating DNA and RNA. They started crossbreeding humans with animals. They started doing all kind of despicable things, the same things that are happening right now.
Nothing new is under the sun.
Exactly.
And it's happening again.
It is. And people better wake up to it.
Yeah. You know, and Morgellons is part of it.
Yep.
Chemtrails is another part of it.
Yep.
You know, and the previous call was absolutely right. Nothing in the last, because I go out, you know, and walk a lot and sit in my porch and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Nothing in the last, you know, week or so. And in the last 4 or 5 days, bam, chemtrails like crazy.
Oh, they're spraying crazy out there. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, but Terry, it all ties in together.
It does.
The chemtrails, Morgellons, you know, the now there's a brand new, you know, variant of this, you know, virus or whatever. I mean,
It's nanotechnology. It's nanotechnology. And the more that they advance with it, they don't want us to know how far they've advanced. Hell, they were they were crossing RNA and DNA 25 years ago.
Yeah. Nothing new.
There
amazing.
You go. That's a very appropriate quote.
It's him. All in the body. You know?
It is. It is. Follow it.
That's you know, you and I go back. You can't pick and choose. You've got to try to understand everything. And it's very difficult to understand everything. But it's there. It's right in front of you.
Okay? I've used your quote on that so many times. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Yeah, but anyway, I haven't called for a while because I've been a little bit under the weather.
Sorry, man. I should have checked.
Nah, you know, my wife got a cold, and you know, when you're doing treatments and stuff, it just it you know nails you, man. Boom.
I'm sorry, man. I hope you feel better.
But anyway, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your friendship.
Same here, buddy. Take care of yourself.
All right, Terry. We'll see you.
See you. Gotta hit a break.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch, December the 11th, gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the closing moments of Clearing the Air. Have you heard this one? The tapioca bowl of pudding pretending to be president has boasted about being liaison during the Six-Day War. The Six-Day War was in 1967, a full year for the Tapioca's graduation from Syracuse University College of Law. So the pretend U.S. President Tapioca has recently declared he had been a liaison between Egypt and Israel during the Six-Day War of 1967. This is according to Fox News. According to that media outlet, old Dunderhead, the prevaricator-in-chief, made this remark during a menorah lighting held at the White House in this year's Hanukkah celebration. And I quote, "I have known every prime minister well since Golda Meir, including Golda Meir," said the pretend POTUS. "And during the Six-Day War, I had an opportunity to, she invited me to come over because I was going to be the liaison between she and the Egyptians about the Suez." The not really the president went on to describe how he sat in front of Golda Meir's desk. "And she had a guy, her staff member," he said member, "to my right. His name was Rabin," the senile pedophile added. "And she kept flipping these maps up and down. She had that bevy of maps, sort of kept it, and it was so depressing what she was about what happened. She gave me every detail." Fox News points out, however, that the Six-Day War broke out 1 year prior to the pretender's graduation from Syracuse University of Law, and that Golda Meir was elected as Prime Minister of Israel about 2 years after the Six-Day War. The media outlet thus suggests that the prevaricating piece of fecal matter, pretending to be president, appeared to be referring to a meeting that he held with Meir just before the Yom Kippur War that took place in October 1973. Now, the White House did not immediately respond to their request for comment, adds Fox News. The Six-Day War was fought in June 1967 between Israel and a coalition of Arab states comprised primarily of Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. The Yom Kippur War was fought between Israel and Arab states coalition led by Syria and Egypt in October 1973. So was he just confused, or is he just, as usual, lying through his freaking teeth? That kind of is the question. Now, earlier I mentioned to you about Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, there's another report about the laptop that he left at a laptop store, the laptop from hell, as it is called, about Hunter Biden's involvement in a business deal with a Chinese company that was closely tied to the CCP, for which the Biden family expected to profit handsomely. It affirms earlier reports that our current president, pretend president, was in fact the big guy, in quotes, the big guy. That's how it's worded in the emails found in Hunter Biden's laptop. And he was expecting a 10% cut from the deal. So yes, our president was indeed on the take. He still is. You're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry, what's up, buddy?
Man, I've just been listening, been wanting to tell you, I was, calling to say hey.
Hey.
But I've been seeing all them chemtrails too, man. It's been
spraying like crazy.
Oh, man, yeah. It's like something's going on.
I think something is going on. And what scares me is what in the world is in that chemical cocktail they're releasing? Who knows?
That Omicron, I guess.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, that's a good point, probably. I had somebody tell me I was crazy to suggest they could aerosol that. And hell, Australia was talking about doing it. They were considering doing it with the original COVID, putting it in the aerosols. So, yeah, that they do that.
I mean, I don't doubt they couldn't do it.
Exactly. It's small enough, which is why the masks do nothing.
Yeah, all the masks are worth nothing.
No,
I mean, I do that.
They can't stop it. It's like having a screen door on a submarine. It didn't work.
I mean, we used to have to wear them in the plants. And the kind we had, you had to have it fitted just right or it wasn't any good.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I've got some Army surplus real gas mask. I'm seriously considering wearing them around. Probably scare the crap out of people.
Oh, Lord, yeah. It's just, and we're the laughing stock of the world. I mean,
oh, yeah. We get, with that POS we've got pretending to be president.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God,
mm-hmm.
Man. He's crazy.
Crazy and corrupt.
Yeah, he is. That's the worst of both worlds. Crazy mm-hmm. and corrupt. Exactly
yep.
Right, Barry.
All right. Well, I'll let you go and keep listening.
Thanks, man. Thank you for your call, and I appreciate your friendship.
All right. Thank you.
See you. I love that, Barry. What a good guy. Okay. Let's see. Few things annoy me more, folks, than politicians that are spineless and who screw over conservatives when it counts, but then later try to atone themselves when it really doesn't matter. What I'm talking about, of course, is the old main rhino himself, Lindsey Scumbag Graham. That is one spineless POS. Well, I'll just read the article and try to leave my commentary out. The tapioca bowl of pudding pretending to be president has no shortage of mamby-pamby Republican senators to call on when he needs someone to switch aisles and support the far-left causes he wants to force upon this country. Lindsey Graham has by now revealed himself to be one of the worst offenders. The South Carolina senator grabbed plenty of headlines with his support for Brett Kavanaugh. Quietly, however, Graham has made himself available as a crucial ally for the fake, non-legitimate, illegally and unconstitutionally installed socialist administrator. Now, I'll admit I did rewrite that last sentence instead of just calling it the Biden administration, but I didn't think that did it justice. Let's continue. Graham, notable for flip-flopping constantly on the Trump question, has managed to cling to his seat in the Senate despite consistently refusing to pick a side and keep to it. The South Carolina senator has shown a remarkable ability to keep Republican voters on his side with just the right amount of ostensibly fiery conservative talk while simultaneously siding with the Democrats on key issues. In other words, he's a liberal hypocrite addicted to the reins of power, folks. Well, okay, I added that part too, but the rest of it was there. Lindsey Graham is not even the most egregious rhino in the Senate, but he manages to be one of the most obnoxious in his eternal refusal to specify exactly where he stands and stick to that position. Whatever one thinks of his predecessor, Strom Thurmond, that senator had no qualms about letting voters know exactly which side of the issues he would be fighting for. However, on the other hand, Graham, who's been an enigma for Republican voters, it's just really hard to figure out what he's about. It would be hard to argue that he's wrong about all or even most of the political positions he takes, but he frequently manages to undermine his own professional stances because he flip-flops so much back and forth, you don't really know what he stands for. He has defended his history of voting to confirm liberal judges as a principled and constitutionally grounded stance, even when those judges show little or no regard to the Constitution that he claims to constantly support. So is he lying or is he just oblivious? Well, pardon me while I add yet another option to the available selection here. How about he's extorted or controlled? Because I believe he's a closet homosexual slash pedophile. That's my opinion. And I think he got caught up in the many of the kid stings that they have going on up there. And I think they've got the goods on old Lindsey. And that's why Lindsey is so pliable. Lindsey Graham voted to confirm both of the Supreme Court judges appointed by Barack Antichrist Obama. Did you catch that? Barack Antichrist Obama. And now he's showing the tapioca bowl of pudding that he's willing to do the same for his appointees. Graham claims to believe that voting for Democratic appointees shows that he's willing to give a fair hearing to qualified individuals whose opinions sometimes differ from his own personal beliefs. As my audience should know by now, folks, I am and have always been naive. And maybe how I see things is a reflection of that, but I always thought that we the people elect representatives that are like-minded. In other words, we're supposed to send people who have the same principles and beliefs as we do to represent us, which means they're acting on our behalf, which means by proxy they're like us in another person's body up there. And anything else is not an accurate representation. Am I that far off? I don't think I am. Well, it's about damn time we started sending people who will vote the way we would vote. Now, if he legitimately believes this, it's a complete betrayal of voters to approve judges who want to violate their constitutionally guaranteed rights simply because Lindsey Graham prides himself on being open to hearing different opinions. Real conservatives in the Senate are voting against tapioca bowl of pudding appointees, not because they're closed-minded partisans, but because they have actual principles which they mean to defend at all costs. There's no excuse for a senator who claims to support the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, and the pro-life cause, then vote to confirm individuals who use those positions to do everything in their power to attack these very principles. If Lindsey Graham is being honest about his motives for confirming tapioca bowl of pudding appointees, then he's hoping